Next week, leaders from around the Pacific will gather for the annual Pacific Islands Forum Summit to be held this year in the tiny island nation of Nauru. They're scheduled to discuss security, economic cooperation, and disaster response, among many other issues. But inevitably, considerable attention will be focused on the host nation. We have more from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. Nauru hopes the summit will top a year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of its independence, but the gathering will also draw attention to the tiny state's many problems. Start with the economy. Nauru reports 90% unemployment, and 95% of those who do work work for the government. Huge deposits of phosphates briefly made Nauru per capita the wealthiest country in the world in the 1980s, but the deposits have been almost entirely depleted, the country's trust fund squandered, and even as it celebrates a half century of independence, Nauru depends heavily on Australia. Nauru is home to one of two notorious detention camps operated by Australia to house migrants who attempted to reach Australia by sea. Hundreds of men, women, and children languish in conditions the UN deplores as inhumane. This week, Nauru demolished the oldest camp on the island. Refugee advocates said it was an effort to hide mold-infested tents from visiting dignitaries. Because of space limitations, delegations will be limited to just a few from each country, and media coverage will be further limited by a ban on Australia's ABC, which has reported on corruption and bribery in Nauru. Visitors will be unable to overlook environmental damage. 80% of Nauru's land has been devastated by strip mining, and runoffs of phosphates and silt are blamed for the death of 40% of the country's marine life. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.